A new movie about the Wizard of Oz, Oz the Great and Powerful, directed by Sam Raimi, comes out next spring.
Kansas is full of good men. I don't want to be a good man. I want to be a great one.
But like Dorothy said, they're not in Kansas anymore. This Oz was shot in Michigan. Oz the Great and Powerful was the high watermark of an ambitious program to convert some of the state's abandoned auto factories to film studios. State taxpayers funded more than 40% of the cost of filming the movie at Michigan Motion Picture Studios, a new facility in Pontiac outside Detroit. But the run at that brand new studio is already over. The new governor of Michigan wants to scrap all those generous tax breaks and incentives for filmmakers, and Hollywood, naturally, is taking its business elsewhere. Peter Deckham is a very prominent entertainment attorney in Hollywood. He also helped the state of New Mexico a few years ago create its film incentive program. Peter, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me here.
So during the last dozen years, most states in the union have started offering these programs of tax incentives to get movies and TV shows shot in their states. But as in Michigan, a lot of them aren't working out so well. Why is that?
Well, there are a whole bunch of reasons, and it really depends on the region itself. In the case of Michigan, they were exceptionally generous. They had the most generous program of any state. The problem with it is they were trying to jump into the world and establish something instantly, when in fact, when you don't have local crews and you don't have local infrastructure, all you're doing is incenting people from other jurisdictions to come and take advantage of your credits and then leave.
Even if you have a few features being made and a couple of TV shows, you don't necessarily instantly. It's not film industry in a can.
Pretty much correct. And once you start giving incentives, it's kind of like heroin addiction without the benefits.
Yeah.
You kind of have to keep going because the world is profoundly competitive in these various and sundry tax schemes. And in fact, the definition of mental illness in Hollywood is making a large budget motion picture without some kind of tax incentives, which we call euphemistically soft money. The average movie today is generating about 13% of its budget, net, from these soft money incentives.
If you're a citizen taxpayer of state X, Y, or Z whose state is doing these things, should you be concerned that with all these states in the game, as they have been, some not wisely, that it has been a race to the bottom to pay as much as we can to get these movies here?
I think it's a very real concern if you're not building indigenous crews and infrastructure. And also the temptation of padding budgets so that you can get a bigger tax credit has taken down the Iowa film program, for example. There are actually people serving time in Iowa right now, based upon an egregious set of violations. So, yeah, the other thing I find absolutely fascinating is how many states think they can do it without accessing some level of expertise from the film industry.
Yeah.
They know better, and they create programs that have absolutely nothing in logic. Or they get unemployed actors who become champions of their cause, and the unemployed actors don't really have an understanding of the economics. They just want it.
And where has it not worked anywhere, or have some of these state programs worked better than others?
When we started in New Mexico back in 2001, we had 1.7 crews. By the time I left the program about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we had seven or eight first-rate crews, which for a tiny state is pretty huge. And we had two massive infrastructure projects. For states like Louisiana, I believe that Republican or Democrat, if you mess with our tax credits on film, we will send the gators out to eat you. The debates come down on your metrics. How do you measure whether a program is successful? Ernst & Young did a study, and they came out with an analysis that said for every dollar that is spent in one of these programs, where you have indigenous crews, not where you import crews, you get $3 of expenditures that trickle through the economy. People pay rent, they buy groceries, they live there, pay their mortgage, etc. When you have people coming from outside the state, that type of benefit doesn't stick.
Right. It's just the circus coming to town.
That's right. They come in and they leave. So, you know, the key is to build a steady program where you actually have people live in your state permanently so that they become intimate parts of your economic infrastructure.
Jennifer Granholm, who used to be governor of Michigan when the program there got underway, and speaking to all of the problems she had, says, well, why can't we have a federal program instead of all these states competing against each other? Is that a workable idea?
Right now, you're not going to see anything from the federal government. Just not happening. But you notice that every major country in the world has co-production treaties with other countries where these tax benefits, which are federal, are shared with the other country, provided that you have enough people or infrastructure from each country to qualify.
Every time we see a movie where the credits before the movie roll and we see the British government agency did this, or the French or the Russians or whomever.
Yes, but the only country in the world that has no co-production treaties is the United States. Back when I was much younger, there was something called the investment tax credit at a federal level, which allowed people who made motion pictures to claim a 10% credit against their federal income tax. That vaporized, and then various states stepped into the fore to do it.
There you go. Peter Deckham, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Peter Deckham is a prominent entertainment attorney in Hollywood. Whether you think it's a wise idea economically or not, what's been your experience when Hollywood comes to shoot a movie where you live? Let us know at studio360.org.